Sefer HaMitzvahs is for everyone. Let's learn Sefer HaMitzvahs. Are you ready? Great! When we learn Sefer HaMitzvahs, we are learning the same thing as even big tatties. When we learn a mitzvah in Sefer HaMitzvahs, the tatties are learning the halachas of the mitzvah. So when we learn a mitzvah about Pesach, the tatties are learning lots of halachas about Pesach. Now the tatties are learning the halachas about kelim that are tamei. What are kelim? Kelim are all kinds of things. Pots and chairs and even strollers are kelim. Do you have kelim in your house? Me too. Lots of kelim can get tamei. There are so many halachas about it. But there isn't a mitzvah that's just about kelim getting tamei. So instead, we will learn a mitzvah about one of the kinds of tumah. There are lots of kinds of tumah. But what is tumah? Tumah is when something is blocked from feeling kedusha. We want to feel kedusha, so we try not to make things tamei. And when things are tamei, we try to take the tumah away. Today, we learn one of the kinds of tumah that kelim can get tamei from. It is a mitzvah we learned before. It is called tumas zava. Can you say tumas zava? Good. This is a kind of tumah that mommies can get. If a mommy has the kind of tumah called zava, she can make other people or kelim tamei too. If someone is tamei, they are not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. They are not allowed to eat from karbanis. Do you think someone would want to stay tamei? No. When someone is tamei, they will want to be tahar again. Then they will be able to go to the Beis HaMikdash. And when they touch kelim, they won't make them tamei. Yay! You learned today's Sefer HaMitzvahs. That's great!